Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Filling up right behind the Bills bench right now with their flags and their hey, 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 hey. Hey, 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 hey. Let's go Buffalo Chant.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
You know, Sal, like many, might be wondering, what is wrong with the Yankees? 29 consecutive scoreless innings. And I watched them on Friday night in Boston. It was Crochet, but this was a pretty cool moment when Judge homers in the ninth. But that was a 1-0 game until the ninth, and they lose 2-1. And I think Sal should know that I'm the problem because I have been watching the Yankees Friday, and then these two Angels games have been on in my house, and I have only seen them score one run on that Judge homer, which, again, was pretty cool. So I don't know what the other leading theories are, Sal, but there's one more for you. It's my fault.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you watching the Yankees has now led to them being shut out 3 consecutive games. I mean, Judge has been so good this year, and he just went 1-for-12 against the Red Sox with 9 strikeouts. He hasn't been good the last couple of nights either, and I think it just shows like how much he means. Now, look, the other guys in the lineup, they've actually had a pretty good offense, some pretty good offensive balance, but it's all a bit of a butterfly effect in baseball, as you guys know. When you have that one guy who can really hit, it kind of changes how other guys are pitched to, right? So I do think that's a big part of it. But it's also, it's a 162-game season, and sometimes you have a collective funk. Just sometimes you have a collective breakout with a lot of guys. I'm just hoping they're in a collective funk right now. They lost 9 in a row 2 years ago, and it was like, man, I can't believe that happened. So 5 right now, and an Angels team that they should be beating. So, yeah, I'm upset too. I mean, last night, as soon as I got to it, we were outside, and I'm like, okay, well, Yankees started a little while ago. Bam, I look, it's 3-0 in like the second or third inning, whatever, or 1-0, and then it got to 3-0 later. And it was so disappointing because I'm to the point now where I'm like, I don't know if they can score runs, and they didn't score runs.
Last night was almost incredible because, like, oh, Hendricks, you know, yeah. Now it'll break.
Just putting it on a tee for you, basically, yeah.
And it didn't. So, yeah, I was going to say something else about it, but it would just be piling on. So they're still in first place. It's a baseball thing. I mean, it's not even necessarily any particular pattern. The Angels, I want to call them Anaheim, but they're not Anaheim. Mm-hmm. The Angels, Washington, the manager, is putting Judge on with nobody on base.
Like he, oh my God.
At least once in these two games, they walked him with nobody on base. So he's obviously important. Okay, well, that's covered, right, Bulldog? We've covered the Yankees?
I'm good.
Appropriately?
Yeah.
Adequately? The training camp schedule came out today for the Bills, July 23rd. Mm-hmm. Sal, it's 2 weeks and a day, training camp. I don't know if it's the shortest mm-hmm. ever, but it's 2 weeks, one more day, and then it's over.
So, I mean, time-wise, I don't know if it's the shortest ever. I would guess no. I would say the reason why is I just did the research before coming on with you guys. It's the exact same number of practices for the last 2 years.
Okay.
3 years in a row that it's 11 total, but one is closed to the fans, and it's just media only. They do that because they like to stay off the grass, you know, and move over to the field to kind of let the grass kind of rejuvenate a little bit, and they go over to the other field. They do that sometimes, and they do it a lot of times for, like, to have some corporate partners out there and just have more of an intimate setting. Either way, the point is, it's 11 total practices, 10 open to the media, and then another practice back here, you know, in Buffalo at Orchard Park, the return of the blue and the red, they call it. I don't know. I think we can go back. I went back to 2022. That was longer. I think there were 14 or 15 out there. That's the last time it was a little bit more lengthy. Sometimes it might be a little bit determined on when that first preseason game is or where it is. This year it happens to be on Saturday back at Orchard Park. So they'll break on Thursday the 7th, and they will not go back to training camp. That'll be their last day out there.
Yeah, I you know, it makes sense that with so much that has changed with what training camp is needed for, right? Guys are in shape. It's not as thoroughly hard hitting as it was even 15 or 20 years ago. That they would sort of like McDermott is on the record of liking to get the team away. He likes going away, but I guess it makes sense that it would be shorter as you go here, because, you know, you have such great facilities at home now too, and as much as you want the players to get that taste of being in the dorms and all that stuff, you've got a veteran team with the Super Bowl in mind here, and I just don't think you need guys living in dorms for a month, you know. So it makes sense that it's been like they're getting the best of both. You still get to go away and that camaraderie or whatever they're looking for, what benefit there is to being away, but it's also shorter, which I think is suitable for a team that's, you know, as experienced and as ready to do what the Bills are trying to do.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of layers of this, and we go back to McDermott and Bean, I mean, maybe 5-6 years ago, we would talk to them about, you know, what's the future at St. John Fisher look like. I can't imagine they want to go there, knowing, you know, the kind of people they are, wanting everything kind of right here and all right. The facility they just built. And they, to their credit, they kept telling us, no, that's not true. Like, we like going there. We like going there because of the camaraderie it builds and having the team together. And they stayed true to their word about it. Mm-hmm. But what happened was it got a little shorter, that's all. So, yes, I believe them. They want to go out there. They like going out there for those reasons. And they've always maintained that. And I do think there's, knowing the way these men operate and knowing the way what they believe about a team and how to build a football team and the foundation for that team coming at that time of year, they believe being together in dorm rooms and meeting rooms and going out and, you know, hanging out with each other and all those things that go along with it are very important. At the same time, they also recognize that they don't have quite the facilities there that they have back here in Buffalo. And by the time the preseason rolls around, which is game number one, August 9th, okay, time to come back to Buffalo, start getting things ready. I'll also say, remember, there's only 3 preseason games now. Things have changed in that regard, right? Where you don't have that extra game. So you kind of got to, the season kind of creeps up a little bit quicker, not necessarily date-wise, but game-wise. I think that's part of it as well. And then, guys, there's always the business side of things. And, you know, when Russ Brandon actually started training camp at St. John Fisher back in, 2000, that was the first year they went out there, you know, and he had ties to the area, obviously, in the college. You know, that was to really help market the team on that side of the state ever since they had been in Fredonia and over here. And it really was good for the Bills, and it's been good for the Bills. And that part of the state is very important to the Bills. That part, that area of the state mm-hmm. is very good to the Bills. And I'm not saying it's the only reason, but I do think it matters for business purposes.
Yeah, I think that all makes sense. I was skeptical. I thought McDermott largely was just saying what needed to be said because of the relationship that he inherited. Mm-hmm. And as soon as the opportunity was going to present itself, they'd be in Orchard Park, and that'd be that. And I was wrong. I mean, they have kept going and kept renewing this, and so clearly they see a benefit. Otherwise, I don't think they would keep going because they've had opportunities to get out.
Other teams have gone the other way, though. They have stopped doing it. A lot of teams don't go away now. More teams don't go away than do go away now. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, everybody went away, right? When we were growing up, it's like everybody had a camp somewhere. Now that's not the case. These teams have their own training facilities. They have their own practice facilities. Their meeting rooms are so incredible. I mean, heck, you know, the Bills are lending theirs to the Sabres for their draft room coming up, right? All these things that are happening that you can have at your own facility. But the Bills have been one of the teams and still are one of the teams that, you know, stay stay somewhere else. It's just far enough to get away. It's just close enough to come back as well. That's also a part of it. You know, I always used to say that when I went to Syracuse University. Like, it's just far enough that I'm away from my parents, but just close enough I can come home to give my laundry to my mom and say, can you help me out a little bit, right? And get some money or whatever. Right. I mean, it was always that thing. I think the true test is going to be once everything is done at the new stadium.
Right.
I would predict, as I sit here, that next year they're back at St. John Fisher. It's the first year in the stadium. There's a lot that's still going on. They're still buttoning up. There's a lot of ways that they have to kind of figure everything out. And I'm not telling you I think they're going to leave St. John Fisher, you know, anytime after that. But I do think that will be the first real test of, okay, you'll still have the facility across the street with the practice facility. We know that's staying. Everything they use at One Bills Drive is staying other than the stadium. The only thing that's different is the stadium for game day will be across the street.
Still funny that the Cowboys go to California
right
for their training camp. That's a tradition that's lasted. Sal Capaccio with us. Was this news today, or did we already know that the Bills will practice with the Bears in Chicago the weekend before the day, a day or two at the most, probably two, before their game against the Bears? The Bears game is on a Sunday night. I think it's a national TV game. But I'm seeing that the Bills will practice with the Bears at least on the Friday before.
It's not news if you've been listening and following me, I guess I'd say. We did put this out. I did tweet about this a couple of weeks ago, actually.
Am I allowed to miss something here? I mean, you make it sound like I wouldn't know anything you've said. That's
no,
not the case.
It's all good. It's all good. Things are happening at a rapid pace, and sometimes they're not like officially official until the teams put it out there. I do think the Bears, what happened, Mike, was the Bears confirmed it a couple of weeks ago and had talked about it. And Ben Johnson had talked about it because what happened was the Bears, they will have both the Bills and Dolphins as training camp partners and having joint practices. So they were asked about it. Our buddy Chris Emma of The Score out in Chicago, he wrote an article about it actually a couple of weeks ago. And then the last day of mini camp, we talked with Brandon Bean and I asked him about it and he talked about it and confirmed it. This was last week. And he said, yeah, you know, we're going out there and, you know, this is what we hope to get from it and what we've got in the past. And yeah, the way the schedule is going to line up is basically the team will fly out on Thursday, August, that would be the 14th. There will be a joint practice on the 15th, which is a Friday. The team will have off on the 16th, off in the sense of, you know, not having a practice against the Bears. And then they'll have that Sunday night game on national television on the 17th. It'll be very, very similar to what they did against the Pittsburgh Steelers last year.
Okay.
And that'll be it for that, right? If they were doing any more of that kind of thing, we would know that already with the schedule being released like it has been today.
That is correct. And I thought it was interesting on Bean's answer when I asked him last week, you know, what are you getting out of it? What do you hope to get? What have you gotten? And what he said was the one practice is really good because what happens if you do more than one practice a lot of times, that's when you might get into those situations where it just becomes guys getting after each other too much. You have to keep stopping practice because if one side gets the better of another one day, you're looking for them the next day, right? Oh, we got to get after them. It gets a little bit more, you know, intense from a standpoint of maybe uncontrollable in some ways. So if you just have that one practice and you have some one-on-ones and some 7-on-7 and you're out of there after 3 hours, bam, you're all done with it. And that's a good test. And I think it's a good test for the Bills defense to go against a Ben Johnson offense, by the way, you know, in a setting like that. I think it's going to be really, you know, they have some real good firepower on that offense. And obviously you'll have the practice and then you'll have the game. But I think that's a nice team to kind of do that against.
I love that point. I think Chicago is, I haven't ranked the teams by this, but thinking of the teams that might take the preseason the most seriously, how could Chicago not be up there? Mm-hmm. I mean, Caleb Williams is only in year two, new coach, Burden and Loveland, high draft picks at skill positions, not to mention Odunze, who's a second-year player. Like, they have a lot to figure out, and they're coming up such a bad year. We talked last week about how the Bears averaged 10 yards for the season on their first drive of the game. I mean, they were just – Williams was terrible. The team was just – the offense was just terrible. So, you know, he's a star and everything, I guess. He's a franchise quarterback, but I think I'd want him on the field. I don't know. Can I say that? I don't want anybody on the field.
Do you remember, Mike, do you remember last year the Bears in preseason? Do you remember the Bears? They came here. Do you remember about the Bears in preseason last year?
No.
They were awesome. They had an awesome preseason, and I remember when they came here. It's funny, the Bears were the Hard Knocks team last year. So when they came to Buffalo for preseason, the Hard Knocks cameras came to Buffalo. One of the episodes on Hard Knocks last year was the Bears being in Orchard Park for their preseason game against the Bills. and the Bears came to Buffalo and just...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Destroyed them 33-6, and this was on the heels of them having an incredible preseason where they started in the Hall of Fame game. They went 4-0. They scored 21, 33, 27, and 34. The last one against, and they played the Bills, the Bengals, the Chiefs, and the Texans, like four of the top teams in the AFC. And what I remember about that was, especially after the Bills game, I could tell they were planning. They were game planning. They were scripting. And that was, to me, nothing wrong with it in order to give Caleb Williams confidence, right? Like, hey, let's get this guy some confidence. Let's show him what we can do. And the question was, what would happen when other teams started to do that to them? And then we found out.
Well, yes, I love those examples where our team is great in the preseason and then, you know, bad. They were 4-2 and a play away from winning in Washington for 5-2. The Hail Mary, and they ended up, they lost 10 in a row, starting with that. Winning in Week 18 against a Packers team that didn't need it for 5-12. What about the Bills in the preseason? I'm not sure Allen's much worth talking about. Maybe he makes a token appearance in the home game or something, or one of the games that's happened before. I mean, it doesn't always have to be about wide receivers, but I think we've discussed this. That position will be really interesting this summer, and I feel like the preseason should be some clue into how they want to do it, whether that's Elijah Moore, Palmer, or any of them, really. Even Coleman, Sal, I mean, second-year guy, he's not really locked in yet as a consistent player. So maybe we'll see a lot of movement at wide receiver in the preseason, then we get to decide what we think it means.
You know, I wonder what we'll see and when we'll see if Josh Allen at all. I think, yes, certainly that first game at home against Brian Daboll and the Giants, you know, could be one. That's the home game. it'll be Kids Day because the Bills have one home game, so that makes sense. Maybe you might see Josh Allen. I don't think the Bills have to hold to that necessarily, but it's also early in the preseason. It might make sense. It could be that second game, though. It's at the Bears, and maybe that's why, you know, it's on national TV, 8 p.m. You know, I think it's on Fox. Fox is like, okay, well, maybe we'll see Josh Allen that night.
You're right, it is on Fox. Our,
yeah, best chance to see Allen against Caleb Williams. So, you know, let's put that game on national television. Then again, if Allen is playing a lot in that, you know, or getting a lot of practice time against them, maybe not. I think if I remember right, let me go back real quick. Yes, okay, so last year was the Steelers was second week. Allen was supposed to play that game. There was an hour plus rain delay on the field. He did not play. And the reason was, we were told, because of the field conditions, mm-hmm. they did not want to risk anything. So if everything holds true, you have the same situation this year. Home game to start, away game backed up with a joint practice on Friday. I think that would be the most sense and make the most sense if they're going to plan the same kind of way for Josh Allen to start. And then what's interesting to me is that third preseason game, it's against the team they play in the regular season, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I find that to be odd. So I actually texted Mike North about this. I said, I find this odd. Like, who makes the preseason schedule? Do the teams do it? Do the league? He said the league makes the preseason schedule. I always thought the teams had a little bit of a say. That's why you get a lot of these rivalry
That's
games.
That's why we had Detroit, the annual Detroit-Buffalo yep. game because of Ralph Wilson. I always assumed that was ownership's connect, you know, shaking hands on that.
And I bet you it was, Bulldog, to a point of, hey, whatever you do, just make sure we're playing that team, right? And then they kind of give them the nod, okay, it's preseason, we'll let you. We've seen a lot of that around the league. We see the Jets and Giants do that a lot. We've seen a couple of the Florida teams do that a lot. But anyway, what his answer to me was, I'll read it to you. He said, most important thing is to try to minimize travel. Well, that's actually a long trip. And if that brings along a regular season duplicate, so be it, especially given the teams don't show much in August and the regular season game is almost 4 months later with these two teams. So I find that interesting. I do not think we're going to see any starters really play in that game anyway, but especially considering they play each other in the regular season.
I mean, it used, if you go way back, it used to happen all the time. Mm-hmm. They'd play six preseason games, and you know some of those are going to be, I mean, probably division games. And it's hard to look up preseason stats. It's not easy. Like regular season, postseason, it's one click. But preseason is tougher. So maybe I'll dig into that a little
bit. Well, as these things go, I think, you know, the Tampa game, like you said, Sal, like nobody on either side is going to be playing. It's the end of the line. But with the Bears and a new coach and all the receivers Mike was talking about and Williams going into his second year and them being at home, I don't know what the Bills will do in that game, but mm-hmm. I feel like you're going to get some opportunity to see the real guys there. And the Giants, likewise. Like, Jackson Dart is the future, at least for now, there with Daboll. And so I would expect, you know, whatever. Maybe it'll be Jameis or Russell Wilson or whatever, but I would expect you're going to get a good, healthy dose of Jackson Dart.
I love a healthy dose of Jackson Dart.
Who doesn't?
No doubt. I like that. I mean, if you go back, it's actually, we've been pretty fortunate. Caleb Williams' first start was here in Buffalo, right? When he came last year. I think a couple of years ago was Anthony Richardson. So really funny,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
when you think about that.
Yeah.
I think RG3 was another one.
Yeah.
I remember being excited for him, you know, as a rookie with Washington at the stadium. So
there is a very long list. We've actually done this. I've had this on my show and on social with fans. There's actually a really long list of NFL quarterbacks who've made their debut against the Buffalo Bills, and not even just preseason. I'm talking regular season.
Yeah.
Like Jeff George, Drew Bledsoe, Ryan Leaf, even Joe Namath, I guess, someone, and I went back and looked, that's right.
Marino.
Dan Marino. It's pretty amazing, actually, when you think about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had this conversation a while back and started to hear, you know, other names brought up for that. Okay.
Well, you asked me about, you know, position. You mentioned Allen. You did mention receiver, so I'll touch on that. Yeah, I think that's that's like kind of the spot I'm a little focused on. Maybe not because of position battles. I do think there's battles there, but I like the top five where they are right now. I just wonder, I'm more intrigued of what I see from guys like Elijah Moore and Joshua Palmer. Because on offense, guys, these are the only two new guys. That's it. Right. Like, really, they're the only two new guys on the entire offense. If you want to count Caden Prather, that's fine. But I mean, like, everybody else is the same in the quarterback room, the running back room, the tight end room. Yes, Jackson Hawes, blocking tight end, I get it, but every offensive lineman is back. What else is there to really watch and learn from at the wide receiver, other than that, at the wide receiver spot?
recently in here, we had a topic about things from sports past that you can't believe are real. Just like goalies came up, a few different things. Like, how was it actually like this? How do you think we would have been in the mid-70s? If, say, like, this was a job that we had, and we're 50 years ago, and the Bills are playing 6 preseason games before their 14 regular season games.
Right.
Like, would we have just gone crazy? Did people take – the starters probably played them all. Did people take the results really seriously in the 70s and early 80s? Probably yes.
I think so. I think I did as a fan. I think you follow the lead of what maybe to an extent, whatever the media is saying and what it sounds and feels like. That's how I remember it. I don't remember not caring about preseason until I started doing this for a living in 1995. And that first year I missed the preseason. I started the morning after the opener, or the evening after the opener, in 95. And by that next summer, it was like, are you kidding with these preseason games? Like, it just became a thing then. So prior to like 1995, I think I cared, finger quotes around cared, about what the preseason games look like way more than I do
remember
now.
I remember the first time I kind of got into, like, okay, preseason, was when the Bills have been bad for a long time, and then, you know, they get Jim Kelly, and then they go out to California
and
beat the Raiders.
Yes, I was hoping you were going to say that.
Yes, and they beat the Raiders in a preseason game. And I remember sitting, give him a shout out, my buddy Matt Lexner, who's a teacher and coach at Orchard Park, and he goes, "Dude, they just beat the Raiders. Like, that's cool." And I'm like, "Yeah, right? We're kids, right? But oh my God, like, they might be actually pretty good. Who knows?"
Right.
And then I remember the other one that I remember was Ron Pitts, Elijah Pitts' son, with a really long pick six, I think against the Chiefs maybe in a preseason game, that got me juiced up. Like, yeah, here we go. Let's go. Like, that happened too.
August 22nd, 1987, Saturday night, Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, the final, Bills 7, Raiders 3.
Oh my God.
And it was
amazing.
The best.
I didn't
it was the
best. That.
Like, oh, I totally remember watching that game and be like, "Hang on." as soon as you started going down that road, like, say the Raider game. Say the 87 Raider
yes.
game.
Yes.
Very good. All right. Thank you, Sal. I'll try to do better following you and getting all the
No, it's all good. You're allowed every once in a while. You're allowed to be disconnected here and there. I try to be. I won't be around next couple of days, so I'll talk to you guys next week.
In my defense, can it be August joint practices be the story that I miss? I mean, come on. All right.
All right, Sal. We'll talk to you sometime next week.
You got
week.
It, guys.
All right. This is Sal Capaccio on the West Air Hotline. His appearances are always brought to you by New York's only outlet, Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
I think probably it had already changed, but there was the preseason game when Lossman showed up, and we're all wondering what he's going to look like. So 2004, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we ended up talking about how we think Mike Mularkey and Mike Shanahan just decided to not do anything this game. Handshake, wink, wink. We're just not gonna try it all. Whatever it was.
Yeah, we heard something about them talking the night before.
Share the plays.
Or the day before, whatever it was. Yeah. That they were, you know, trying to decide how. It sounded like the way these teams now are portrayed is arranging these joint practices. Like, what do we want to really get done here? Kind of. That I remember that.
Didn't the Bills also play a preseason game in Europe? Berlin, maybe?
Yes.
90, like, Super Bowl years?
Yes.
Eagles?
Yes. I don't remember the opponent. I remember them playing a game in Europe.
Okay.
Because it gets referenced, like, when they were in London to play Jacksonville those couple of times, once with EJ and once just a couple of years ago. I feel like you get reminded they did play a regular season, or excuse me, a preseason game back in whatever year that was.
Yep. Look that up. 803-0550, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Carter Verhaeghe turns, shoots, knocked down by Skinner. Puck is loose. Score! Sent towards the net by Barkov. Reinhart. They have gotten a piece of it. The Panthers now lead 3-0.
This is a new one. It's not the Conn Smythe. 4 goals in the clincher from Sam Reinhart. It's a new one.
I was watching. I saw that. Another terrible. That was a terrible job. I think I alluded to that earlier. That was like a muffin thrown at the net from the blue line that Skinner just. I mean, what he could have caught it. It was such a slow moving shot. Like he was just floating to the net. And, you know, it was more to his blocker side than his glove hand. But still, he just chose to. It looked like a guy who was learning how to. You're working on something in practice. I want you to work on deflecting shots with your blocker to your right. And he just, poof, right to Barkov, bang. Ugh, just terrible, terrible, terrible play.
Terrible.
I missed Reinhardt's hat trick and fourth goal. I dozed off. I was watching. I want to see the cup. I watch a hockey game almost every night during the season. Watching every night during the playoffs. It gets to the end. I know it's late. I need to see it. I want to know who's getting it second. Like what's the pecking order? The whole thing. Old man complaint. There are like about 150 too many people on the ice for this thing now. Like you can't even. There are more people in street clothes than there are players. Just horrendous. I mean, I get that the organization wants to celebrate, but
the interns are on the ice.
In the moment right after, can I wait until the handshake? Can I wait until the picture? Can you just wait? Let the players have, like Paul Maurice is Mr. I don't want the coach in the handshake line, although they went through the handshake line yesterday. He deferred to Knobloch. He like gestured at him and he went, okay, and he went and got in line. Maurice. This was a thing after the conference final with Brind'Amour.
I know.
I
think he's right.
I do too. But, you know, okay, he was polite enough to, like, you know, Knobloch's got his reasons. They just lost to this team in the final last year. He wants to go through the line. Okay. How in the world is a guy like Paul Maurice not policing the hundreds of other people that are on the ice celebrating his team just winning the Stanley Cup? Give him until the TV coverage is over, even. Like, it's just way too many people on the ice.
Well, that's not going to be his call.
I know,
but it could be, maybe.
He could push the agenda. I just think it looks ridiculous. Like, I want to see the players. That's all nothing against all
the
other people.
What about the scratches?
Fine. Put a jersey on. They're a part. Yeah, I got no problem with that. They are waiting in the hallway to get out there. They deserve that. I no problem. It's the people in street clothes to me. Again, there should be some. You're going to have media, photographers, but it's just way too much.
How the Stanley Cup presentation goes really should be determined by Buffalo guys.
We have so much experience.
We should be the ones to tell you how the cup works.
Yes, we're
how
experts.
The cup ceremony works.
Yeah, but I love it. I still, despite my my complaints here and the warts that I see on it, I want to see it. It's the culmination. You just get me there. So, but I dozed off. I woke up and saw 5-1. Like, oh, well, obviously the shutout's gone. I wonder who scored the other Florida goals because, of course, I had some action. Sadly, did not have Reinhardt hat trick. I didn't have a Reinhardt hat trick bet. I don't think you can make a bet for four goals. I don't think that's available.
Ooh, really?
I've never seen it. Because Thompson, one of the times Thompson had a hat trick, he got four. I think maybe
five.
Right. Maybe,
Columbus?
Yeah, Columbus. There was maybe.
Was that five?
Yes.
Okay.
But. There was another time I think he got four, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, because I don't think I had the Columbus one. The Columbus one might have been where the bet idea started. And
on fire then.
One of the other times he had three, I think he got to four. And I've looked. I don't think there's a way to bet on a guy, at least not in my FanDuel
app. I would expect you to know. But I'm not going to look.
But I wish I'd had, because I did. I had... I had Marchand scoring and Bennett maybe, and I picked a long shot guy from Edmonton, like Connor Brown or someone.
The season is at least a month too long.
Yes. Yeah, you
mentioned
earlier.
While we're complaining about things.
Yes.
The season is at least a month too long. It will never change. It will just get longer. But I don't want to listen to hockey be like, oh, the draft is too soon or the free agency. Like they want to what's the word, decentralize the draft. I didn't really understand yesterday why they're going back to the other way. But they wanted to decentralize the draft, meaning the teams don't all go to it. Because last year, Scott Wheeler told us yesterday from The Athletic that GMs and people had a tough time getting out of Nashville. And with the draft, well, that was the draft, with free agency so soon, they just were like frustrated by that.
Yeah.
And so this year, maybe that's not exactly why, but this year it was decided that they wouldn't go. So nobody's going.
I had never heard that about that Nashville draft. That,
no, me either.
That was a problem. It was the first I'd ever heard of that. But
I think it had already been decided that they were going to do this year anyway. Maybe not. But why are they going back to it then if the consensus feels like, you know, it's too much to travel?
I think because I don't think that is the – I think the benefit, pros and cons, I think they feel like they're missing an opportunity for everyone to be together and have that be a spectacle, I guess. I don't know. I like this idea of decentralizing it for one – just one very specific reason, of course, because I nitpick everything. The thing I have hated about the NHL draft for years is – teams, again, it's all about people having their moments. Like I've got 10, 12, 15 people from the front office parading up there, waiting for them all to get up, walk up there, line up, and then someone is going to say, and almost every guy who's speaking, they're not all GMs. Sometimes it's the director of player, whatever. But some executive from each team is going to thank their great loyal fans at their so-and-so pizza, fan party in the arena or in the square, whatever. Thank you to our fans back in blah, blah, blah. Congratulations to the cup winner, blah, 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 blah. And then here, by the way, here's our pick, some guy from Sweden you've never heard of. And like, Sweden you never heard of. I mean, that's They're going to pick somebody.
Whoever they pick.
I just do not need.
I've never heard of whoever they pick.
I just do not need 15 people parading up there to stand there while one person holds a jersey and one person thanks everybody. And just, it's so annoying. I don't know. They're going to go back. I guess. I don't know. They're going to miss that. I don't know. I don't like the way it looks. It's a lousy television show. The NFL draft manages to be captivating. It helps that you have seen a lot of the guys play college football, but it moves. You don't have all this clutter, and
That's right.
The NHL just has too much of, there's just too much team there. I just do not. So one of my favorite things about Tim Murray was how few words he said when he would get up there, just like,
Buffalo selects Jack Eichel.
Done. Thanks. No thanks to the greatest fans in hockey. Congratulations to the mighty whoever won. Shut up. We all know who won. We're all happy for them. I don't need to hear. Okay, what? I don't
even. Don't even mean it.
I don't need to hear 30 teams or 29 teams congratulate them. They got congratulated already. Your Twitter account sent out a tweet congratulating them when they won. I don't need you telling us. It's annoying. Sorry. You want to make the season shorter.
Is it 32 teams now? Either?
Yeah, whatever. It's too many. Just too many. I'm leaving room for a Tim Murray to not thank anyone, I guess. So that's why I said 29. I don't even know. How many teams are there?
I think 32.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah, 16 in each now. Yeah.
Well, I'm not a DEFCON 1 on this topic like you are. What annoys me,
no one is.
What annoys me also about all that is like it's sort of typical hockey in that it's just completely unoriginal. Like every goal celebration is completely unoriginal. It's just like go down the line and tap the gloves. Like there's nothing else we can. That's mandatory. There's nothing. Like there's only one way of doing anything in hockey,
mm-hmm.
And that's the that applies, I think, to what you're saying about.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
About the draft.
Absolutely.
The point about the football draft is so right. Imagine if every NFL team got up there when it was their turn and gave a speech.
And had, you know, 16 scouts in trail.
Sure.
What are we doing here?
It's a longer speech because you're waiting for them to get up there.
Right.
But, yeah, like, I agree. It's annoying to me at the football draft, even when they sort of take a break and announce when the schedule is going to be announced or, like, the different things they do.
The thing they did this year where they had the women come out there to announce the night that the schedule was going to be released – I thought I was going to get a Green Bay game or something. The draft's in Green Bay. I thought there's going to be something more than just, hey, let us announce when we're going to announce the schedule. What?
I know. Can we just get on with it?
What are we doing here? Anyway. Yeah, it's never going to change. I mean, this has been, you know, my anniversary is tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, Olympic year this year, there was the Four Nations face-off break. Next year is an Olympic year. It's always pushing into this time of the year. It's just how they draw it up. Pierre LeBrun, I mentioned him earlier, is one of these kingpin reporters who I've not heard say a word about Connor McDavid's future being in question. He's had for years. Middle September, the cup is awarded no later than May 31st. And then you've got some time to play with here, instead of waiting until, you know, the third week of June to have the trophy awarded. And then here's the draft. Here's free agency. Just it's terrible the way it's laid out.
I don't mind it so much for, like, I kind of like that everything comes up. I mean, we don't get the playoffs, so I'm ready for the. I wanted it to end so we can get to the good stuff. The draft and free agency and all that. And, you know, I like that it comes up so fast. It's just more to me that how nonsensical it is that they're playing hockey into the summer.
Well, right.
And you don't need it at all for the competitive structure of the league. You're just the same, you know, all well enough. You're just the same after 50 games than you are after 82. 50 games is enough to determine who should go on.
Yeah,
you don't need all of what they have. But
I feel
like
you. I feel like this is you are a you feeling that way specifically about this, like that you're waiting for this to come, you don't mind it, is a byproduct of the Sabres not being in the playoffs. Like if they were regularly on playoff runs, I think it would all feel rushed.
That's too hot. It's just ridiculous that hockey goes this late. Basketball, I guess, but play some of these games outdoors, maybe. Make it interesting. No, it's always been ridiculous to me that hockey goes so late. There, now you know that. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. We will talk to Paul Hamilton about the finals and the Sabres coming up at 6 today. Lines open until then. This is WGR.
I'm so lucky to be on this team with this group of guys. Just a special group, and we got to be a dynasty now. It's 3 years in a row, finals, two championships. This team is so special, and I just Stanley Cup champion. This never gets old.
Matthew Tkachuk. Here's another one. Too many people on the ice. Season's too long. Goes too late. Too close to the draft. Just stop with dynasty.
We decide.
Well, you can have it. You can decide, but you'll be wrong. I mean, it's just like
right.
It has to be a dynasty. Do you know anything? Do you know anything? What that actually sort of means, and how? What do we have in the Patriots? How many was that? 20 years? I mean, what is he talking about? Three?
Yeah, just three.
Come on,
three in one of the three, they beat the Sabres out for the last playoff spot by a point.
Well, that's a footnote.
But whatever. I mean, they went to the final. That's all that matters, really, in the end.
And lost.
Right.
I mean.
Right.
Yeah. Kansas City had a chance at three straight, but they've been in the AFC Championship, what, 7 years in a row? Like, they're close. Now we're talking.
Yeah. If Tampa had kept going, instead of Florida kind of really what effectively has happened is Florida's taken their place. If Tampa had kept going, not winning every year, but going, and they won two and won another one of the whatever, then yeah, I think you're in the ballpark. But I think he's rushing that a little bit.
Oh, my God. Even if it is tougher. I mean, hockey's tougher probably than other sports. I'm not even sure I mean that. Maybe it is. You can't have dynasty after just back-to-back. Back-to-back is good. All right? It's very good. Congrats. Not even congrats. Mm-hmm. That's a genuine congrats from me. It's very good. Dynasty, stop it. There. We got another one in. Bam, bam, bam.
We're setting a lot of things straight.
Today. We so are. Yeah. 803-0550. Top five active players in sports to not have won a title. TSN just tweeted this. It might have been Brian Hayes. I haven't watched the video, but I see three images on the graphic. There's Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.